Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's gone 25 minutes to the hour of 8. This is the Senha program, the program that we have every Monday evening at this time. The program will run till about 5 to 8, or maybe just a few minutes before 8 o'clock, inshallah. In this program, we have one of the representatives of Senha that comes through and answers all the questions, which products are according to Senha, they are approved, and which products we should be staying away from. So let us welcome Mulana Bilal. Manana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself, Manana, and to all the wonderful listeners. We hope that everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, and we hope the same for your side, Manana.
Alhamdulillah, could not be better.
How did it go? Everything went well, Manana?
Alhamdulillah, beautiful day. We hope that Allah Ta'ala accept all our sacrifices and definitely learnt a lot of lessons.
I mean, most important is the acceptance. For the listeners, you can send your questions through. You can send the WhatsApp questions can come through, and we will keep the lines open as well. If you want to call through, you can call through on 011-854-1548. That is the number to call in, and the WhatsApp lines will be working as well, inshallah. Ma, starting off, any announcements from your side? Any latest news, notices from your people's side, Sina side?
Alhamdulillah, there hasn't been anything urgent for the past 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. The last notification that we had sent out was with regard to the mug and bean and the steel stores. This is on the N2, the petrol port. They had converted to non-halal stores. The non-Muslim owners no longer needing halal certification. And so in that area, there, unfortunately, there is no halal mug and bean anymore. And in steel, however, in the surrounding areas, there are still halal certified steel stores.
Okay. Mara, I see one of the questions somebody is asking is with regards to Kingsley. There's some allegations that it's made in a product, a non-Muslim owned factory, etc. Some wine maybe could be made there. Any truth to these allegations? Any news with regards to Kingsley drinks?
Unfortunately, Kingsley does not want to give us any information. So we can neither confirm that the products are halal, nor can we confirm those allegations. We have not visited the plants very recently, nor are they giving us any information.
Okay, Mulana, now, what about this place, Medina Meats?
Medina Meats, alhamdulillah, this is in the KZN region. We've, recently certified them. Alhamdulillah, we welcome them onto the list of our certified clients.
Okay, alhamdulillah, Father. What about Hershey's milk chocolates?
Hershey's milk chocolate, that is halal suitable.
Okay, and the Kit Kat, so written a Kit Kat, Big Kat.
Okay, that's not a South African product. It's a product which is imported from the USA. Unfortunately, not certified halal. We don't have any other information on it.
Okay, well, with regards to the Burger King messages that were going around, there's quite a bit of messages going around last week with regards to certain stores, and they were taking away the halal status from quite a few of the stores. Senna's comment on that?
Since Burger King launched in South Africa, at that time, due to the consumer interest, due to the numerous amount of queries that we received, we had engaged them, to get information about suppliers, all the different aspects that we needed information on, but unfortunately they did not give us any satisfactory replies, nor did they pursue further certification with us. So given that we don't oversee the supply chain to the stores, we do not have an agreement with the Burger King head office, we really can't give any guarantee for their stores. Now, sometimes, and we receive this query a lot, people might see a box which has a Senha Halal logo on, with the Burger King logo, perhaps a tomato sauce, coming from a Senha certified supplier and so forth. Obviously, the fact that they might be using a Senha certified supplier for a particular product at a particular time, in no way can we guarantee that the outlets are certified halal.
Yeah, most certainly. Okay, Mara, tell me, what about, somebody's asking about Safari peanuts and raisins lightly salted. They sent a picture here. How's those products?
That is halal suitable.
Oh, okay, Jazakallah for that. Just waiting for this next picture here to open. Now somebody asking about yogurt. Which yogurts can we consume?
The popular brands available in the market are the Clover. Alhamdulillah, all of the Clover products are halal suitable. Then you'll find the Lanzo products. Those are certified halal by seller, and you should see our logo on them as well. There are many other brands, many smaller brands, depending on which region the caller is in. If they could please specify exactly which brand, then I can perhaps advise them those.
Okay, Mara, somebody asking about Tinkers. Is Tinkers fine?
Tinkers at the moment is not certified halal by seller. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, then somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, Skittles and NMMs made in Canada or South Africa halal?
The Skittles, which is found in the South African market, those are halal suitable. As for M&Ms, there are some variants which are not halal. They contain carmine, an insect-derived color. So either in the ingredients, it will be clearly mentioned E120 or carmine, depending on which country it comes from. It will be listed as carmine or E120. But the product which comes from Poland and from Malaysia, that is halal suitable.
That's the M&Ms. If it comes from Malaysia or Poland, then it is halal.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just asking, this is now from myself. I'm just asking, you gave that E-number, E120. All right. You said, did I hear correct? With regards to the M&Ms, you said it might contain an E-number called E120.
Yes. Depending on which country it comes from,
okay,
might contain E120. E120 is a color which is derived from bugs. So they crush the bugs and they take the red color out. And that's added as a coloring to the sweet.
Okay, but Malana, like I said, I'm asking from my side. So any product that has E120, we should rather stay away from?
Yes. We know that, you know, insects are not considered halal. You know, with the exception of the locust. But in general, insects are not halal. Any product that would contain insect derivatives, such as E120 carmine, would therefore not be halal.
Okay, Malana, tell me, I did hear right. You did say the Skittles is fine.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that will be happy with regards to that, the Skittles. Mana, tell me, what about this Pringles, the smoky barbecue flavor?
That flavor is manufactured in Malaysia and is halal suitable. So recently they started making some of the other flavors in South Africa. That's still under investigation. At the moment, we're not sure about the status of Pringles manufactured in South Africa.
Okay, what about Oreo biscuits?
Oreo biscuits, they are halal suitable. However, in South Africa, we find the Oreo strawberry as well, which also contains carmine, or E120. That's coming from the Indonesian, Malaysian region, and that's not halal.
Okay, jazakallah for that, Ma. What about, salam alaikum, is Melrose cheese slices Senha approved?
They are halal suitable.
Okay. Food Lovers Market cheeses, is that halal?
Food Lovers, they source these from different suppliers. If the product actually has the Senha Halal logo on, then we can guarantee its status. If it doesn't bear our logo, unfortunately, we're not sure who the current supplier is.
Okay, trying to make out this product here, Mara. Okay, it says, it looks like the word is craves. It crispy strips, barbecue flavor. It's a type of, you know what they call crisp or chips. It's called craves.
Is there any manufacturer details?
Okay, they did send a picture here. Jumbo Brands. Yeah, Jumbo Brands, made by Jumbo Brands.
Jumbo brand.
Okay.
And what flavor was this?
The flavoring is barbecue flavor.
Okay, most of the products manufactured by Jumbo Brands are certified halal by Senha. They do have a ham flavored product that we do not approve of.
Okay. Somebody asking about Chappies, Malana.
Chappies.
The normal original Chappies. Chappies make, they put a picture here with a small little man here, and I think it's just, I don't know if they're asking specifically about the spearmint flavored bubble gum. That's the picture that they put, or they're just asking generally about the Chappies make.
A Chappies are halal food.
Yeah, it says here, unwrap an adventure. Broadway Sweets Heartbeat, is that okay, Mono?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay, somebody, Mono, did, I think we just asked a question about, there was one about cheese, I think we just asked a few minutes ago something about cheese. I see somebody's asking, please ask Molana, which cheeses can we have?
Okay, so the common brand we're getting now.
Yeah, they're not saying, they're talking the block cheese, are they talking about the cheese slices? Just say, which cheeses can we have?
Okay, look, Senna certifies over 30 different cheese manufacturers.
Mm.
I think it would take quite a while to list them all. But the major brands, the Landshut products that are manufactured in South Africa, those are certified halal by Senha. You would have the Parmalat products. All the Parmalat branded cheese products are halal. Ladysmith cheese products are also halal. And we have Clover. Most of the products are halal, as long as it's manufactured in South Africa. We don't approve of the imports. And then they have the Berg cheese, or Berg cheese, mm-hmm. the processed cheese. That we also don't approve of because it does contain gelatin.
Okay, somebody asked me about Allergex tablets. Non-drowsy, Allergex non-drowsy tablets.
The non-drowsy, unfortunately, we haven't received disclosure from the manufacturer. The normal tablet we know is manufactured in India. It contains bovine gelatin from unknown sources. And therefore, we normally recommend that an alternative be used. One of the most common alternatives is Rimetin. But non-drowsy, unfortunately, to date, we haven't received disclosure from them.
Okay. And tell me, Ma, what about the Allergex syrup?
The syrup is halal suitable.
That's fine. Okay, somebody's asking, are all Forest Fairies products halal certified?
Yes, all the products are certified halal by Sarah.
Okay, now I'm going to try and read this. There's somebody that's asking about Jumbo Ball Gum, Tutti Frutti, manufactured by Orbit Confections.
I think
it's written here something about Cape Town. I think this company could be in Cape Town.
Yes, the company hasn't given us any disclosure. Therefore, we're not sure about all the ingredients and exactly where these ingredients come from, whether these ingredients are, in fact, made from more ingredients, so we don't know. And unfortunately, without the company telling us exactly what goes in the product, it's very difficult for us to give any assurance.
Okay, somebody asking about Ultra Food Innovations yogurt, is that halal?
Yes, the product is approved by Senna.
Okay, somebody asking about Popcorn Delights original butter flavored popcorn seasoning. They're asking about the seasoning here.
Okay, at the moment we don't have information on that product. If the consumer can please forward details to our offices, then inshallah we will investigate it further.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Ma. Now they're asking about sauces here, Marana. Chicken tikka cooking sauce, 400 grams. I think it's made by Woolworths. Yeah, that is what it looks like. It's, I think, made by Woolworths. It's called chicken tikka cooking sauce.
Okay, that as well, we'll need to investigate it further. The consumer can please forward the details to our offices.
Okay, now somebody's asking Cadbury Dairy Milk, Bubble, Oreo, and Milk Chocolate halal.
Bubble, Oreo, and Milk Chocolate.
Yeah, Cadbury Dairy Milk, then they got Bubbly, I think Bubbly or Bubble, Oreo, and Milk Chocolate.
All three of those are halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Is Cheetos halal, Hot Puffs?
Cheetos, which is manufactured in South Africa, is certified halal by Senha. It's made by Samba. But the Cheetos that we're finding now being imported, unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee for those.
Okay, Ma, then you get something. They sent a picture here. It's that sour chew candy. It's called Magic Chew. Magic Chew, it's a type of a candy. It doesn't say here who's it made by. There's a picture here. I'm trying to look at it, but it doesn't show me who's it made by. And it's these small little strips. Comes in different flavors, I think. Sour Chew candy, Magic Chews.
I'm not familiar with that product. I'll need more details, and then inshallah I can advise or perhaps investigate it further.
Okay, Manhattan's gums, is that halal?
They do contain beef gelatin. Therefore, they are not approved by SENA. The gelatin comes from cattle that have not been slaughtered in the correct manner.
Okay, so Manhattan's comes is out. What about Melrose cheese cubes?
Those are halal.
Beacon sparkles. I think those are sweets.
Okay.
Beacon
sparkles are halal.
Okay. Somebody's asking here, is Blink gum halal?
Unfortunately, no information on this imported product.
Yeah, fresh. Okay. Fresh and kissable Blink gum peppermint flavor. No information, ma?
No information, unfortunately.
Okay, it says here, okay, I think this was somebody else is saying magic cheese made in China and has bovine gelatin. But that somebody's commented it. Okay, what about somebody's asking Lay's chips? Is that halal?
Yes, that is halal. It is certified halal by SENA.
Dairy milk chocolates?
The ones which are manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable.
Okay, yeah, the following products are halal. Elven product. Elven product, I think that's probably the manufacturer. Elven, they make Nuss chocolate. It's spelled N-U-S-S and King Tet chocolate wafer.
Unfortunately, no information on that product. Those are coming from Turkey.
Mm.
We're not sure about all the ingredients that they use. And gelatin is a big concern about found in most of the products.
Okay, then what about Zest, Tuzlu, Kramer, salty crackers?
No information on that at the moment. We'll need to investigate it further, inshallah.
Okay, what about Aquel sparkling flavored drinking water?
The flavoring in here is a doubtful ingredient.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the manufacturer is not willing to divulge any information about the flavoring used, and therefore, we cannot give a guarantee.
Okay, ma, what about Oreo biscuits?
And Oreo biscuits? Yes.
Oreo biscuits and Oreo chocolate slab.
The Oreo slabs, which are manufactured in Egypt, are halal suitable. That's what you'll generally find in the South African market. As for the Oreo biscuits, they are halal suitable. The only exception to that is the strawberry flavor, which comes from Indonesia and which also contains carmine and insect ripe color. So the Oreo strawberry, not halal suitable. The others are fine.
Okay. What about Biogen products? Is that halal suitable?
The Biogen powders are certified halal by SENA.
Mm.
We don't, however, approve of their capsule, gelatin-based capsule products. Some of the other products we do have information on, but the consumer will need to specify. I think they have a couple of hundred products.
Okay. What about Vital Evening Primrose Oil capsules?
The capsule cell is manufactured from beef gelatin, and therefore is not approved by SENA. Again, beef gelatin from non-halal slaughtered cattle.
Okay, let's just hope I pronounce this right. What about Oya Pengo?
Oya Pengo products are certified halal by SENA.
Sour fuzzy, the strawberry flavor.
Is that Oya Pengo stuff?
Yeah, it's probably the same thing, Jay.
Jay, it is certified halal by SENA.
Okay, so all Oya Pengo is fine?
All the Pengo products are certified halal by SENA.
Okay, what about Godiva chocolates?
That we're still investigating at the moment.
Okay, is Pick and Pay yogurt halal?
Pick and Pay, in some regions, it's actually certified halal by SENA.
Mm.
In some other regions in South Africa, if you see the lacto-vegetarian sign on the product, that would mean it is gelatin-free, it would be considered halal suitable. If it doesn't have the SENA logo nor the lacto-vegetarian sign, then obviously we can't give a guarantee, because in that case we're not sure who the supplier is and what ingredient exactly was used.
Okay, Ma, somebody's asking for two products from a company called Tayaz in Turkey, the sweet fruity as well as the sweet minis. Any idea?
Well, it's the same problem with, like I mentioned earlier, with Calvin products.
Mm.
Hardly any information about exactly what the constituents and ingredients of these products are. And then you have doubtful ingredients like glycerol, like whey powder, like gelatin. Without knowing exactly how these ingredients are produced, where they come from, it's very difficult to give any guarantee.
Okay, Ma, somebody asking about Tinkies again.
Tinkies, at the moment, unfortunately, not certified halal by SENA. We cannot give any guarantee.
Cadbury Fingers?
Cadbury Fingers, that's an imported product that we're still looking into at the moment.
Okay, so no idea, I said. What about Gossip's biscuits, wafer biscuits made by bakers?
That is halal suitable. Yes. Gossiping, however, is definitely haram.
Most certainly. What is Riri croissant?
The croissant. Riri sources these from different suppliers, right?
Yeah.
Where the supplier is henna certified, you will see this henna halal logo on the product. Where the supplier is not certified by us, unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee.
Yeah, that's the problem. Ma, that Godiva, I suppose you guys better hurry that one up. Another question is, Godiva chocolates halal?
Here we are investigating the product further. Inshallah, as soon as we have the information, you'll be the first to know on Radio Islam.
Jazakallah so much, Ma. What about the bring us a box as well? Or we'll give you a box, rather. Ma, what about...
We'll send our offer as well, right?
Ji. We'll send a whole box there. What about McDonald's?
McDonald's are not certified by FENA. Unfortunately, we cannot give any assurances for their outlets.
Okay, Lifesavers. Lifesavers, Winto Green, I think it's written here. Winto Green, Lifesavers.
Gee, you see, Lifesavers Mint contains stearic acid. And stearic acid is a type of fat. Right? This fat can come from animals, or it can come from plants, or it can be made synthetically. The problem is with Lifesaver Mints, they're actually using animal-derived stearic acid, animal-derived fat, and therefore this product won't be halal. The Lifesaver Hard Candies, though, that is halal, so to go.
Oh, okay. What about bacon chocolate, the Jelly Tots?
Jelly Tots, original chocolate is halal, so to go. The Jelly Tots popping candy chocolate is not halal, also contains carmine or insect-derived dye.
Somebody's asking a question of products from USAVE Halal. They have Senna labels on them. USAVE.
Gee, Senna has certified some of the USAVE outlets. Right, so it wouldn't be surprising if some of them do have the Senna Halal logo on it.
Okay, Ma, somebody's asking about sweets from heaven.
Is there any other details?
No, they're just asking about sweets from heaven. I think they're just talking of generally all round, whatever you buy from sweets of heaven, is it fine?
I think with regards to this, please contact the officers and I can check on our system. I'm not sure.
Okay. One more message that has just come in. What about Rice Krispies? Is that halal? They don't say which company, they say Rice Krispies.
Well, there's only one company that produces them, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't comment on them.
Okay, Ma, I think we're going to have to leave it there for today. That's all the questions that has come through. Jazakallah so much for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. To the consumers, if there's any queries, suggestions, complaints, kindly please do give us a call. 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email and find us on Instagram, on WhatsApp with the broadcast service, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Jazakallah khairan.
Jazakallah. So if some products, maybe Maulana said that they don't have details about it as yet, then you got to send Senna a message, or you got to phone them in, contact them via the various platforms that Maulana did outline, and they will be able to query it a bit further for you, and then inshallah they'll be able to give you some clarification on those products. That brings us to the end of the program. We thank the listeners for the questions that has come through, and most certainly we thank Maulana for giving us his very precious time. With that, we terminate the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.